The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shavuos Daf Mem Tes. We're learning Bezus Hashem, the last perek of Masechta Shavuos, perek Arbo Shoyim, where there's not much in this perek discussing the actual halachos of Shoyim. It's discussed in the few prokim of Amafkin Hashem Bab Mitzir, and the Shavuos Hashem is only brought in over here as opposed to the other Shavuos which are discussed in the other prokim. So I'd like to just point out a few of the unique characteristics of Shavuos HaShoyimim as opposed to the Shavuos that were discussed in the previous program. Shavuos HaShoyimim does not have a halacha that in order to be chayav a shvu midaraisa there has to be a moed b'miktzas. We know that when a person, Reuven, is tovei a Shimon for chayav, for damages, for any chiv that he has, any monetary chiv that he has to him, Shimon will only be mechuyif to back up his claim of innocence insofar as that he's a moedib b'miktsas. If he admits to some type of chiyuv, then he'll have to defend himself on the rest of the chiyuv. This is the halacha of shvu daraisa. Obviously, shvu darabonah is a shvu sasis, which is even by a koyf rakoil, which is a shvu kalo. Shvu hashoimim, which is considered a shvu chamura, it's midaraisa. The halacha is even by a koyf rakoil. Now, there are different cases of Kaifra HaKoyim insofar as Shem is concerned. If Reuven goes up to Shimon and says, the cow that I gave you to watch me last week, where is it? And Shimon looks at him and says, I don't know what you're talking about, I never took a cow from you. So that type of Kaifra HaKoyim, since he never admitted to being a Shemir, is Potter, is a classic Kaifra HaKoyim. And the only time there would be a chiyuv is only if he's a mighty mixer. I admit that I borrowed one cow, or I watched one cow for you, and I'm kaifer in the second cow that you claim. That would be a mighty mixer. The same is true, a kaifer a koil by a shomer, where the shomer says, true, I watched it for you, but I gave it back to you. However, what would be if the shomer says, true, I took the cow from you, but it was nenas, I'm pot. There the halach is that he's mechuyiv to pater himself with a shvu, despite the fact that he's negating any wrongdoing. He's saying that he doesn't know anything. Why is this different than a shvu's mitzvah mixes? In this case, even a koyf rakoil would be chayiv. I'd like to point out something interesting from the Lashon, the Gemara, Bava Metzia, that Lamed Vav on the base. The Gemara says over there something puzzling. The Gemara says, Shvu Azu, the Gemara is talking about Shvu Sashayvim, Kidei Lahofiz Daite Shobala Bayis, in order to settle, to soothe, to assuage the feeling of the balabayas. Somebody gave him a cow, and he comes back and says, where's my cow? And he says, it was lost, it was stolen. He's ampotter, depending if he's a shem chim, shem sachar. If it was bainis, it died. Kedei lahofis, died to shem balabayas, the shemah has to make a shvu. Kiveegan is chidushin. Over there, Bob Metzir wonders about this lush in the Gemara. Since when a shvu is meant to calm down the feelings of the tevea? The Torah, in certain cases, imposed the Shua, Tevea something. The Nitva doesn't have a strong enough case for himself by just denying guilt or Chiyuv, as is the case of Maidu Mixas, in order to shore up his Taina, to make his Taina believable, the best thing the Torah imposed on him, a Shua is Maidu Mixas. What does that do with Lahofis Daita Shabalabais? The Torah didn't believe the Shomer outright that the animal died. I gave you an animal, what happened to it? You say it died, okay, I'm not Mukhuyif to believe you. The Torah said the Shomer is only believed if he makes a Shua. What does this have to do with Lahofis Daita Shabalabais? Is there some type of chesed going on over here? I believe in the Lashon of the Gemara is Mavur, a fundamental point to that Shavuos HaShoyimim. Shavuos HaShoyimim is not a matter of the Shomer shoring up his Taina in order to make it more believable. By a Moed B'Miktsas, where a person admits guilt on $50, and he denies his Chiyuv of the other $50, so since he already gave in someone on the Taina, the kvira that he does on the other half of the money is a shvacher kvira, is somewhat weaker. In order to bolster his Taina, to make it more believable, he needs a shvuas moed b'miktsas. by a shomer, part of the essential chiyuv of a shomer is, if you don't give back that which I entrusted you with, and you don't give it back to me the way it was given to you, then you're going to have to back yourself up with the shua. Not because the story is not believable. In essence, the person is a kai for a koil. He said, I took the cow, true, but the cow died. However, the chiv of the shomer, as far as the shmira is concerned, is that he has to provide the balabos with a clear picture of what happened. That clear picture only comes about when he makes a shvur. If he says, they died, they this, they that, they wandered off, the balabos is not mechuyev to walk away with that. I gave it to you. Lamaisa, you didn't fulfill your responsibility to me. Part of the responsibility is not only to watch the cow, but to give it back. Did you give it back? No. So where was the shomer mekayim his din? If he gives the shomer, the mafkid, a clear picture with a shvur, the Torah said, of what exactly happened to the animal, and the Torah says that he has to add shalei shalachti boyad, shalei pashati. He gives him a clear accounting and reckoning that he did his job, he did it the right way. He wasn't pasher, he wasn't shalech yad to use the chefetz that was entrusted to him for safekeeping. In that case, since he's presented the balabas with a clear picture, that's ke'ilu, he's given back the cow to the balabas. Of course, he didn't give back the cow to the balabas, but since he's made a clear accounting of himself, therefore he can pater himself from his chiyuv that he did not fulfill to the balabas. This, in the lashon of the terminology of the Gemara, is called la'ofes da'itish balabais. In order to present the balabais with a clear picture of what happened, he's mechuyev shuas Hashem, and that's why it doesn't need moed b'miktzav. Because not based on the weakness or strength of his claim, a moed b'miktzav is a weaker kfira than a koifra koil. It's based on the fact that there's an outstanding duty of his that has not yet been niskayim. The shomer is mechuyev to give back the chevetz. Since he hasn't, he's mechuyev at least to provide a clear reckoning of what happened with the pekodim from when it was given to him until now. This is the essential character of shvuas hashomer. Let's take this concept, this choymer of Shuvas HaShemim, a step further. The Trumas HaDeshen, and this is brought in the Shach and Sima Reish Tzadik Aleph, the Shach brings this Trumas HaDeshen, and he brings it also B'Shem the Rajba, present a Chiddush in Hilcha Shemim. They say, in a case where Reuven lent something to Shimon, or for the same price he rented it to him, gave it to him for safekeeping, and Shimon was leaving town. He didn't need, let's say he lent him a car. Shimon did not need use of the car for a few days. And even though a shomer is not allowed to pass on something to somebody else, in this case, Shimon gave use of the car to Levi, where he knows that Levi is somebody who Reuven lends his car to all the time. Since it's what's called in the Gemara, Rogel Lahafkid Etzloi, the Levi, the person of Levi, is somebody who Reuven is glad to lend it to, and it's been noted that Reuven has lent his car on many occasions to Levi. When Shimon gives over the car to Levi, he's not guilty of any wrongdoing. Levi is a trustworthy person as far as Reuven is concerned. What happens if the car is nenas, let's say it was given for watching, or it was rented, in which case nenas is potter, it was given to Levi, and it was nenas mitachas yidei Levi. Reuven lent his car to Shimon, Shimon gave over, was going out of town, didn't need the car, Reuven had given it to him for a week, so for 2 days in the middle, he did Levi a favor, and he gave Levi the car, he said, take care of it, it's Reuven's car, and we know that Levi is somebody who's trustworthy by Reuven. And the car was totaled due to no fault of Levi. It was an accident, somebody else was negligent, slammed into the car, and the car was totaled. And this is not Levi's fault, it's a nenas. What happens, let's say Levi is not sure if the negligence was his or not. Now, if Shimon can get the money from Levi, then the question is not so relevant who Reuven can be Tever, because whoever Reuven will be Tever, Reuven, let's say, will be Tever from Shimon, or he would be Tever straight from Levi, it really doesn't make a difference. What would be if it happens to be Rachman al son that Levi was killed in the accident? Reuven gave his car to Shimon. Shimon lent the car to Levi, who's a Nam one by Reuven. Levi was killed in the car accident. There's no way that Levi obviously could give testimony whether it was his fault, the car accident, he wasn't looking, and that's why the person turning the corner crashed into him and killed him, or the person turning the corner ran a light or ran a stop sign and crashed into him. Levi's not here anymore. Now Levi's Yisoyim are here, but who said we could collect from Levi's estate? The only way to collect from Levi's estate is only by knowing for sure that Levi is a guilty party. The Yisraelim certainly don't know. You can't collect from the Yisraelim. The question is, could Reuven collect from Shimon? As far as Reuven's concerned, he says, look, you know, after Levi's Levi is finished, Levi, as we said, was a friend of Reuven's, but Reuven turns to Shimon. Reuven says, look, I lent you the car. I don't know whether the car was Nenas or it was a pshia on Levi's part that caused the car accident. But you are the responsible party. I lent the car to you, or I rented the car to you. You are mechuyev to pay me for the car. The Truvas Hadeshin says that Shimon is mechuyev, and the Shach passes this way l'alocha. Why? Explains the Shach the reasoning behind the Truvas Hadeshin's opinion that since a shomer has an outstanding chiyuv, as we explained, a shomer's chiyuv does not start from the second of negligence. The Shomer's Chiv is that of watching the Chavis and returning it intact. Even if he didn't return the car due to no fault of his own, it was stolen if he's a Shomer Chinam, or it was Nenas if he's a Shomer Sochon, still the halacha is that there's an outstanding obligation that imposes a shvu on him, law of his dieter shel balabayis, which means that his obligation to the balabayis has not been fulfilled insofar as he didn't return the item in question. If that's true, says the Truvas Hadeshin, then Shimon, who was the first one who rented the car from Reuven, has an outstanding debt to Reuven. If a person doesn't know on an outstanding debt whether it was paid or not, we have a klal that any day in Preticha is chayiv. If a person borrows $100, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, the beginning of Bava Basra, the Shulchan Aruch says, the person borrows $100, and then Reuven comes and he's teveh the choif from Shimon, and Shimon says, I know I borrowed from you, but I don't remember if I paid you. The halacha is that since there's an outstanding chiyuv, and Shimon doesn't know whether he freed himself of that obligation, whether he paid up that debt, the halacha is he's mechuyev to pay. If he says, I don't know whether I borrowed money from you, the halacha is bari v'sheva, lav bari odif. But if he admitted to the choif, there's an outstanding debt, and he says, I don't know if I paid, then he's mechuyev to pay. The same is true by us. Reuven says, I lent you a car, I rented you a car, and Shimon says, true, right? He's not denying it. Everybody knows that Shimon rented the car from Reuven. Shimon says, I don't know whether I have an obligation. Says the Truvas Hadeshin of the Shach that since Shimon is a mechuyev oimid, there's an outstanding debt over here, he's considered to be any a day in Praiticho and not any a day in Nischayafti, and therefore he's chayev. This is the halacha the way the Shach passes it. It's important to mention, however, that there's a dissenting opinion. This is the opinion of the Ra'ah. It's quoted by the Shach. The Shach argues on the Ra'ah, but the Ketzoyis and Sinu Shimen agrees with the Ra'ah. What does the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah says that in the case where Levi totaled the car, and it's not clear whether it was Ba'inus or not, he's not talking over there where the car was totaled, he's talking about a cow, and it's not clear if it was by a shoyel, if it was Mesa Machas Malocha, which is potter by a shoyel, or if it was Mesa Ba'inus, which is Chayiv B'shoyel, but no matter, we can stick to our case. Says the Ra'ah, since Levi obviously cannot be a testimony to what happened to the cow, whether it was his fault or not, or in our case, the car, the halacha is that Shimon is potter because there's no way of knowing whether there's a mechuyev, whether there's a chiyev that was chal on Shimon. So it's any day in nischayavti. It's Shimon is saying that I don't know whether a choyev was chal on me. The Shach asked the question that we have mefurush in the Gemara in a case where a shomer handed over to another shomer, that the halacha is that the shomer rishon will be mechuyev to pay the balabos, despite the fact that the shomer sheni is not pleased with the shua. Reuven gives a car, he rented a car to Shimon, and then Shimon gives it to Levi, but in this case Levi is not somebody who Reuven knows, and Reuven says he had no right to pass on the car to Levi. I'm not mechuyev to accept Levi's shua. What happened to the car? So he says to Shimon, look, as far as I'm concerned, I lent the car to you. If you can't make a shvu, you're mechuyev. The Gemara backs up that position. The Gemara says, Shimon's mechuyev. Reuven is not mechuyev to accept a shvu from Levi. He doesn't know Levi. He's not mechuyev to believe him. Therefore, the taina is still outstanding on Shimon. He's mechuyev. Says the Shach, what's the difference between that case and the case of the Ro'o, where we say that Shimon is potter because he doesn't know if Levi totaled the car in a way which would create a chiyuv on him or not? The Ktzoris explains in Simen Shin Mem, and this would seem not to agree with our way of taking Shuas HaShayimim, but it would seem that the Nesivis and the Shach do agree with this way of taking it. But the Ktzoris explains that in Al-Kabanim, as far as the opinion of the Ro'o is concerned, the Ro'o holds like this. He says that the Ro'o holds that since the Chiyuv Shayimim befoil, the Chiyuv Tashlumin of the Shayimim is only Chal later on when the Oynis takes place, therefore it's considered any day niskayachti. If Shimon does not know whether Levi was guilty of any damage, and Shimon had a right to give it over to Levi because Levi was somebody who was known by Reuven, then the halacha is it's not clear if there's any type of chiv at all that was ever chal on Shimon as far as Tashlum is concerned. The case of the Gemara, says the Ktzoris, is talking about where Shimon, as we said, gave it over to Levi, who Reuven doesn't know at all. In that case, there's somewhat of a negligence in giving it over to Levi. If that's true, says the Ktzoris, the Chiyuv starts as soon as he hands it over to Levi. There's a potential liability there. Since he did wrong by handing it over to Levi, Reuven doesn't know Levi. How do you know that Reuven would want to give it to Levi? As soon as the Chavitz is baldi at Levi, there's an outstanding Chiyuv on Shimon because he's already not done good with the Chavitz. He's already given it over to a place where it's not necessarily considered watched by Reuven. So therefore, that Chiyuv Tashlumin is to be considered an outstanding chiyuv, and therefore if now we can't get Levi on the witness stand, either because we don't believe Levi, then the halacha is that there's already a chiyuv that was chal on Shimon. So again, in the opinion of the Shach, the Trumas Hadeshim, the Rajba, and the Nesivis, the chiyuv of a Shomer starts right away, whether the Shomer was guilty of negligence or not. And therefore, when the Chavitz Biad Levi was Nenas, and we have no way of knowing the circumstances of what happened, Shimon is considered to be a Mechuyev Vayimin. The halacha is any dam is in Paraiti is Chayiv. However, if, according to the Ktzois, explaining the opinion of the Ro'o, the Chiyuv Tashlumim in actuality is not Kal until the Shas Oynis, or until the Shas Pshir, and therefore, if the Chavitz was legitimately handed over to Levi, Shimon cannot be considered a Mechuyev Vayimin. If he can't make a Shvuah, he'll be Potter. Masha'enken, if he handed over the Halacha of the Pshir to Levi, because Levi is not somebody who Reuven knows, the Halacha will be that Shimon will be Chayv right away, even if we can't make Levi make a Shvuah, but Shimon is considered to be a Mechuyev Vayimin. So again, getting back to our case with the car, if Shimon gave the car to Levi, who was a trustworthy person by Reuven, everybody would agree that the Chiyuv had not yet been Chal yet. If Shimon gave over the car to Levi, and Levi was not a trustworthy person, then everybody would agree that as soon as Shimon gave over the car to Levi, there's already an outstanding chiyuv on the person of Shimon, and therefore Shimon is a mechuyev, and if Levi is no longer here, and Levi cannot be made to testify or to pay, that Shimon will have to pay up that koyv, will have to pay for the car. If Shimon had handed over the car to Levi who's trustworthy, then the halacha will be that it will be totally in the machlokes of the Trum Sadeshin and the Ro'o. Going to the Trum Sadeshin, the Chiyuv had not been Chal yet, therefore Shimon is considered to be a Mechuyev Vayimin, and therefore he will have to pay. Whereas, according to the Ro'o, Shimon is not to be considered guilty until he hands over the Chavitz in a negligent fashion, and he hands it over to Levi, who's trustworthy to Reuven, the halacha will be that he will not be mechuyev to pay if there's no way that he can make the shvua because the Chavitz was given over to Levi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.